You're listening to the WGER 102.5 FM Historical Society. And now here's a classic John Doremus show from our archives, and we hope you enjoy it.
WGER FM.
Now, stay tuned and enjoy the second hour of tonight's John Doremus program.
Thomas Hornsby Farrell said it. Beyond the sundown is tomorrow's wisdom. Today is going to be long, long ago. And that's a point to ponder, but my friend. While we have a firm grasp on today, let's get the absolute most out of it, shall we? We'll enjoy the finest in musical entertainment. Compliments to the folks on the John Doremus Show. So let's kick things off with Baby, I'ma Want You from Bread. If I Rule the World, the London Festival Orchestra. Billy Bonds, I'd Love to Make It With You.
Praying that you'll always be a staying beside me.
And opportunity is the handle on this first group. That you heard, Make It With You, Baby I'ma Want You, that from Bread. And for the London Festival Orchestra, a beauty. It's called If I Rule the World. More people probably would recognize opportunity if it didn't come disguised as hard work, right? For those who recognize it, reap all the benefits. Now just consider these words spoken by Edgar Maurer, a Pulitzer Prize winner, by the way. No personal experience could be more thrilling than a supreme adventure of the human race. Nothing like it. Our Western civilization is undergoing a decisive test. Its leadership is challenged. In being called upon to face that challenge, Americans are confronted with unequaled opportunity. Ahead of them lies the great assignment of preserving the best part and shaping a richer future. If man's deepest greatness is his capacity to choose, to suffer, and to enjoy, then happy is the generation born, like ours, to take part in earth-shaking events. Good words. And now they're not earth-shaking, but the next few moments provide us the opportunity for more great music, and we'll have it following these very timely words.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. Still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true, or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true, or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to
Security is the title for this next portion of the hour, and you heard Rags to Riches from my old buddy Tony Bennett. Well, what's the difference between spoiling a baby and giving it a sense of love and security? What's the answer? Well, according to child psychologists, the difference is vast, V-A-S-T. As a matter of fact, the good doctors tell us that try as you might, you simply can't spoil that newborn, Bailey. No newborn baby would stand for it. All you'll do is give it a sense of love and comfort and certainly security. Ignore the comments of the family know-it-all who warns that overindulgent parents spoil their babies. It's literally impossible to spoil a baby that is under 1 year old. If parents respond to the child every time it evidences a need, the parents not only will meet the need, but will accomplish another very important thing. The baby will know that it is loved. So fondle that little one all you want. You'll both love it. And now let's indulge ourselves in our love of beautiful music with Modovani's If I Were a Rich Man and Rita Coolidge with the story of those hungry years. And we all have them, don't we?
Babe, we made it to the top. We went so high we couldn't stop. We climbed the ladder leading us nowhere. Couldn't tell the going from the carousel. How could
Security is the title, and you heard Rags to Riches, The Hungry Years, and I Were a Rich Man. By the way, our engineer jostled our sense of security this morning with this one. He said, as I see it, John, the situation boils down to this. A great leader comes along about once in a generation. And great problems come along about three times a week. That's confidence building, isn't it, huh? Well, this message is, give these friends a listen, and then we'll be right back on the John Doremus Show with some songs up ahead about tradition.